Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 99, Spectromagic. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support. WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. 99 memories. You know what that means? Special memory episode next time. Yep, I've been thinking about memory 100 for a little while now, and Paul and Magic Joe from Window to the Magic have given me an idea of what I'll do. But you'll just have to tune in next time to find out what it is. For today, though, I was inspired by all the news about Spectromagic. If you haven't heard, the scuttlebutt on the internet is that they've recently destroyed various Spectromagic parade floats, taking away any opportunity for the return of this parade in the future. This saddens me greatly, as I love this nighttime parade, possibly even more than the Main Street Electrical Parade. To me, the music is better, and I love the little guys with the white faces, and Chernabog, too. Other than that, I guess really they're the same parade, though, right? But that's just me, and like always, I wanted to hear from you, so again, I tossed it out to social media and got the following responses. On Twitter, JohnC35 wrote, "Saw it once in 08. It was cool, but to be honest, I missed the electrical parade." On Google+, Ed wrote, "My family's favorite WDW parade, bar none. We are extremely disappointed that we never get to see it again. We started taking my daughters to Walt Disney World in 1990, and every year thereafter until 2006, and that was the parade we never missed. We would always stake out a spot on the circle in front of the railroad station in Main Street. There was nothing that beat that soundtrack, and I still listen to it to perk me up. So long, Spectromagic, we will certainly miss you." And on Facebook, Laura wrote, "We have a video of Spectromagic from one of my little brother's first trips. Most of the video, however, is of him. My dad was holding him while taping the parade, and every few seconds my brother would point and say, 'Daddy, Daddy!' And my dad would point the camera back at him. His eyes were so wide, and he was completely captivated by what was happening. It was like he wanted to make sure our dad wasn't missing anything." Those are some great memories, guys. Thank you so much for sharing. For me, though, oddly enough, a nighttime parade has never been high on my list. Our family always used parades in general, day or night, as a prime attraction time. I now see how much fun it is for small children, so maybe that will change going forward. Shoot, it's got to be a lot better to watch a parade without the Florida sun beating down on you than during the heat of the afternoon, right? Anyways, today's memory is from January 2007. We're back in the Magic Kingdom just for the one night as Tracy has a convention in the Contemporary Resort. After checking into our room, we had a room for the night on the corner overlooking the castle, we head back to the park for a bit of fun. It's fairly crowded, and it's like January 2 or 3, I think, so we don't get to do many attractions but really soak in the atmosphere here again instead. We've skipped the first parade time, using it to ride attractions instead, of course, and caught Wishes already. And now we want to find a good spot, and we couldn't get much better. There are planters near the Hall of Presidents in Liberty Square that end up being close to the ropes. We arrive maybe, you know, 5 minutes before, take a seat, and wait for the parade to arrive to our point. We'll join this memory just as we're sitting on the planters being entertained by those around us, and then the awesome music begins with that memorable trumpet fanfare, and here comes the parade. Now, today's memory is in binaural, so I suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we remember a parade that is now lost forever.
Ice cream sandwich.
It's a fresh one.
Wow. Yeah.
Is that what you always get? Oh, it's actually really like two cookies and an ice cream.
Uh-huh.
All right, take a break, Pete.
Good job,
buddy. Good job. That was good, pal.
Do you want some? Dark chocolate on my fingers.
Good?
Yeah, probably should use this.
Gotcha.
Maybe better. Aww. Is that good?
That's the way to do it. Give me a
Nope. Never could.
Remember at one point I had it really down pat. I could do it for a pretty long time. Might have actually won a competition.
How many lancers are in that tree? Nope. Supposed to be 13.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your special microphone.
the other side of the trunk. Why is there supposed to be 5-minute warning.
You don't want any more? Just this is getting too messy?
Yeah, it's all messy. No, I'm just watching. Just entertaining myself by watching you trying to eat it.
Keep it dry. I think they're back in the red bag.
Originally.
North Carolina?
Well, originally.
Were you? We're about
Battle Creek?
We're from Green Haven.
Okay. I live in Iowa, so I don't really know where anything. I grew up down here in Florida.
An hour and a half north of you.
Okay.
Right on the Lake Michigan.
Nice.
So we're between Muskegon and Holland.
Yourself.
You are. You're the baby. I'm the baby of my family.
Me too. A lot of babies around.
Of all ages.
Yeah. That's right.
So did y'all do the entire day here?
Yeah, we went home for an hour, hour and a half, just to dry off, and then came back. Yep.
We only showed up this afternoon. How bad was it?
It didn't stop you from doing anything. It was just wet, you know. It was sprinkly. I don't think it really stopped for more than a few minutes. It was, I'm trying to think. Was it even raining when we got here? It might have been dry.
No, it wasn't raining.
It got tough. Well, like they say, between 11 and 4, that's when it started to get really thick. Yep. Yep. Just like the book says. Before that, it wasn't bad. You didn't wonder where everybody was, you know?
Yeah.
About 11 o'clock, they all got there.
Yeah, I don't get it. We pop in first thing in the morning.
That's the way to do it. You got passes? Annual passes?
I've got an annual pass.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I've been coming down here for business for a while and traveling down every week. So this is my entertainment in the evening. So
yeah.
I come over here, expense my dinner, and ride a couple rides to catch a few shows, watch a parade, watch the fireworks. It's a fun evening.
Good way to spend an evening.
Yep. Made the trips more bearable.
Yeah. Something to look forward to.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're just sitting in a hotel room watching a TV every evening. It's not as much
not
fun.
Not real exciting.
Nah. Sorry. And they moved down here, so.
Are you familiar with Brevard, North Carolina? Yeah. Got some relatives that live in Brevard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it is. Asheville, yeah.
Close. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in 5 minutes, you will be experiencing a unique musical and light spectacular, sexual magic. In order for you to fully experience tonight's presentation, the Magic Kingdom lighting will be reduced. We recommend for your own safety and convenience that you enjoy the performance by remaining in one location until the lighting returns to normal. We also ask for the safety of our performers that you refrain from the use of video camera lighting.
My folks said if they didn't live in Michigan, they'd live in North Carolina. I can see why. We've been traveling to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, Asheville, Brevard area for years, you know. In the spring break is when we come down. I just love it.
It's beautiful
there. Nice climate, very beautiful area. I can see why. Yeah, a little milder. It's nice. Well, if you lived in Michigan the last couple of years, it hasn't been very much snow, I'll tell you.
Really?
It's been rare, yeah. We've had snow on 2 days this year so far. Not this year, last year. Who knows about this year? We've been here since the new year. Yeah, 2 days, two snows, that's it. And, you know, a week later it's gone. And
that's
just
amazing.
Kind of puzzling, you know. I don't know, it just depends on the year, you know. 1 year, nothing, and the next year we get it 30 days in a row, you know. Say again? Yes, we've done sliding, yeah. That's fun. That's great. This is kind of like what it is in spring break. You know, some years it's rainy, but not real cold. Other years it's rainy and, you know, a little chilly, but... Yeah, it's kind of wet. Yeah.
Some grays and stuff. Last chance to buy something that glows.
Oh, I thought this was the start of the parade right here.
I can see the first float.
My name's Mark, by the way. Tracy, hi.
I'm Lou.
Hi, Lou. Nice to meet you.
Nice
my wife, Sherry, down here. Nice to have dinner sometime. So we could actually talk. Might be me 30 years from now. It could be.
Come down and retire to do this?
I think so.
I've told her the same thing.
Can't like, sit around. Well, you know, Dollywood. You know,
yeah.
You've been to Dollywood.
I have never been.
Well, now
I've been over in Pittsburgh. I mean, I've been in that because I've been down.
We're not big fans of the rest of the stuff around the area.
Yeah.
You know, it's all touristy souvenir garbage, but. Dollywood is wonderful. We've probably gone 6 times now, and our kids just absolutely love it. I mean, it's a great park. It's got a lot of great rides. It's got a lot of friendly people. You know, decent.
They're
all related. Decent, yeah. It's all Dolly Parton's family. You know, they're all half of them are related to her. I'm sure, direct relative. You know, and cousins and aunts and uncles.
Nope, the bridge is glowing.
But it was, you know. We went there the first time maybe 14 years ago or something. It's really, really nice now. They've really gone from kind of chintzy to very, very nice. Yeah, it's worth going to. It really is. Plus, they've got not a many shows this year, of course. But what they've got are excellent, really good music. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good talking to you, Mark.
Sound! this sweet young thing. I have a proposition for you, honey. Do not. Here comes that little crab. Not a bit.
Thank you for staying.
Okay, those ducks are like the worst thing I've ever
They're not the what? They're not ducks.
Whatever they are.
No, those were supposed to be the swans or whatever. Ostriches. I'm sorry. Ostriches. Ostriches.
Like they are ugly.
It's supposed to be ostriches from the Fantasia where they had the dancing.
So today's memory was chosen by me, both because I didn't really have one I could use, yet there have been a few that came in recently, but I don't have any audio, at least yet, guys. I'll get some. But keep sending in your requests, and maybe you can get featured in an upcoming show. As always, if you want to make a request or leave some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, view my photos on Flickr, and videos on YouTube. Don't forget, you can always reach me on that voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list. Maybe mention us in a tweet or on Facebook, Google+, Pinterest, whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support the podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like, and don't forget to check out the affiliate links on our website for great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of a new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye!
Great!